My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman Charles Bustani, who represents his state's 7th Congressional District. He is also chairman of the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Oversight. On Wednesday, he led the floor debate on a bill that he sponsored, a repeal of the CLASS program, a long-term care program that was part of the president's overall health care plan. However, last year, the Obama administration announced that it was not implementing the CLASS program because it was not financially sustainable. So, House Republicans are leading the effort to officially repeal it so they can't go back to this program. The administration is opposing that effort. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, it's really great to be with you.
Well, you succeeded in your effort in the House. Why do you think you got the majority on this vote?
We got a majority vote on this, and we had Democrats who supported this repeal effort because this program is unsustainable. It's fatally flawed, and that's by the admission of the administration itself after a year of going back and forth and pointing out that they do not have the authority to make this work. In order for that program to work, they would have had to mandate that individuals buy the government-run program. And we know that's under constitutional challenge right now. Or they would have had to subsidize it heavily with taxpayer dollars, which they couldn't do. They didn't have the authority to do that. So the bottom line is, this is a fatally flawed program by the admission of the administration, by other prominent Democrats, such as Alice Rivlin, the former CBO director under the Clinton administration, who said, since the CLASS program is a new unfunded entitlement, it should be repealed because it will increase the deficit over the long term.
Congressman, you got 267 votes, which is not quite two-thirds, but you mentioned you got some Democratic votes there. What argument did you hear from the other side in terms of trying to save a program that their own president doesn't see as sustainable?
Well, I thought their arguments were fairly weak. What they were suggesting is that let's keep it in place and let's amend it, let's change it. But what they were not telling the American public is that in order to change it, you would have to create an individual requirement or mandate on young, healthy people to buy this particular one-size-fits-all government program, or it would have to be subsidized heavily with taxpayer dollars. So they weren't, you know, completely being truthful with the American public on this issue. You know, clearly, we have an unsustainable program, and there are alternatives in the private sector, the private marketplace, and that's where we need to focus our efforts.
Unfortunately, for your cause here, Senator John Thune in the Senate, strong Republican from South Dakota, says he doesn't think there's going to be enough to get 60 votes in the Senate. He thinks they could get a simple majority, but not 60. But he's still hoping to get a vote on it to make sure Democrats are on the record on this issue. What's your reaction when you hear that it might not get as far as you'd like it to get in the Senate?
Well, we know what we'd like to do is put a lot of pressure on the Senate, and especially Senate Democrats. One of the reasons we wanted to have a strong vote posted on the House side was to give impetus to the Senate to act on this. I want to applaud Senator Thune and his efforts over there in the Senate. He's done a great job with this. He's worked very hard. He's tried to attach a repeal provision as an amendment to several pieces of legislation going forward. So he's done a great job, and I think the key now is let's put as much pressure as we can on the Senate, see how many votes we can get, and if we can get this thing close to 60, that would be a tremendous victory. Hopefully, I'd like to see the president weigh in on this. He's admitted the program's faulty, it's flawed, and does his administration indeed want to be in violation of the law? Because there is a statutory implementation deadline. The first one is in October of 2012. And in fact, the Secretary of Health and Human Services could be in violation of federal law if she fails to implement a program, which we now know is fatally flawed and unsustainable.
But if your repeal does not succeed, what options do you have left before you get to that pretty lousy choice, as you see it, later in the year?
Well, that puts the president and his administration in a tough place. It also really puts the Senate Democrats in a very bad place, because do they want to be complicit in violation of federal law? I mean, I don't think it's a very good example to set, and I think it's going to have people across this country fired up and angry about it. And, you know, the irony in all of this is that the single biggest hit so far to date to Obamacare has been self-inflicted by the administration. And we want to put the icing on the cake with this and repeal this statute, because we see it as a real problem.
The Supreme Court will hear the case of the individual mandate in just next month, I guess, and most likely will render a decision by June. Do you think that decision will impact the future of the class program, assuming this repeal does not get signed into law?
Well, I suspect Democrats are holding out that the Supreme Court will allow for the individual mandate to be constitutional, or they'll declare it constitutional, and then they will say they can come back and fix this one-size-fits-all a long-term care plan. But I think a lot of people are going to be pretty upset if that were the case and if the Supreme Court were to rule in that direction. So we're trying to push this hard right now. And, you know, clearly we need sensible reforms in health care, long-term care, that build off of a system that has made America great, and that is the private market.
Let's just back up a tad, Congressman, and give a little more detail, if you can, as to why this program is so financially unsustainable.
Well, first of all, they prohibit underwriting. So what's going to end up happening is the program will be set up with adverse selection, picking those who would most likely need the more expensive end on these benefits. But then secondly, we don't see a widespread enrollment in the program. Thirdly, the premiums were going to be collected over a five-year period, but the money was going to be used for other purposes in Obamacare. So basically, you're setting up a Ponzi scheme. And in fact, the Senate chairman of the Budget Committee, a Democrat, Kent Conrad, has called this a Ponzi scheme that would make Bernie Madoff blush. So, you know, clearly, everything that's been done with this and the way it's been set up is unsustainable.
Congressman, we'll be watching to see how far this gets in the Senate, whether Harry Reid even allows a preliminary vote on this. We'll certainly be checking on that. And, sir, we thank you very much for your time with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I look forward to visiting again soon.
Thank you, sir. Same here. Charles Bustani, Congressman from Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.